We had the chance to grab a few minutes with actors Ansel Elgort and Oakes Fegley when the two were at the Toronto Film Festival promoting their new movie, The Goldfinch, which opens tomorrow. They play older and younger versions of Theo and continued that mashup as we spoke.
This is Oakes.
And this is Oakes.
No. Wait, let's try that again.
This is Oakes.
This is Ansel.
This is Ansel.
This is Oakes.
It's understandable. In The Goldfinch, we go back and forth through time. The Theos blend. The young Theo goes with his mother to an art museum in New York. There's a terrorist bombing. She is killed. He stumbles out, stunned, clutching a painting of a goldfinch. Then he ricochets from the upper-class home of a classmate to his deadbeat dad's place in Las Vegas. Flash forward, the adult Theo, Ansel Elgort, sells antiques, though, as we hear in the scene with a client played by Dennis O'Hare, maybe they're not antiques.
I want to talk about the piece you've already sold me.
The Aflac. It is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. Except that it isn't, is it? Thomas Affleck, I mean. The Phoenix ornament is, I'm fairly certain about that, but the rest of the chest is not.
The Goldfinch is directed by John Crowley. It's based on Donna Tartt's beloved and best-selling Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. I asked Ansel Elgort first about the pressure.
I don't think there's any way we could live up to Donna Tartt's novel.
No.
Every sentence you hang on, I think I could read that book 100 times and not get tired of it.
Oakes, how about you? When you were asked to play the young Theo, what did you know of it?
Well, my mother had read the book previous, and she was a huge, huge fan. Still is a massive fan of Donna Tartt. And she talked about the book and how descriptive it was and how incredible it was. And so immediately, I was interested in the project and wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah. I hadn't read the book. And so I want to let listeners know that, especially if you haven't read the book, the twists and turns and the directions the film goes will be even more shocking to you. But Ansel, how would you describe Theo?
Broken, very self-aware, a actor, a man who's made many mistakes, doesn't know how to take them back, and is on like an avalanche of lies and regrets, but it just won't stop.
Among the mistakes, refer back to that masterpiece that Theo takes from the museum, The Goldfinch, which really exists. It hangs in The Hague. It was painted by Dutch artist Carol Peitert Fabricius, who himself was killed in a gunpowder explosion. But in the book and film, Theo takes the painting, something his mentor, Hobie, played by Jeffrey Wright, finds unforgivable.
Do you know that it was his last painting because he died? An explosion, stupid accident. And somehow, miracle after miracle, it survives through centuries. Until you.
Hobie, I never meant. I didn't know what it was at first. And then, I don't even know why I kept it. I was just trying to keep it safe.
It wasn't yours to keep!
And Oakes, how would you describe the young Theo?
I would say he's broken. He's just trying to crawl his way back to a normal life. And the constant reminder of the painting being by his side is an incredibly difficult thing to break. And that bond that he has with the painting is never severed. So
yeah,
he is constantly trying to make sure he has an understanding of not only where the painting is, but the painting itself at all times.
Yeah, the stress of that. I mean, it's his rock, it's his addiction, it's his mother. And both of you, both Theos, are observers. I mean, any thoughts about that, playing observers?
I think Donna Tartt is such a great observer, and she wrote this book in first person from Theo's point of view, so we sort of get a bit of Donna in Theo.
As an observer, I think Theo is he can be incredibly quiet when he wants to be, and he's constantly looking at everything and everyone and judging everyone on first sight, which I think he ultimately might not be the best quality of him, but I think that's who he is.
The young Theo Oakes Fegley plays is in shock from living through that bombing and then being hauled to the foreclosed landscape of Las Vegas, where his dad dies and he's left with dad's uncaring girlfriend. Theo tells his only pal, we have to get back to New York.
I can't stay here. She'll put me in a home, you understand that? Look, I'm a minor. I've got no family, no friends out here. We have to go, now.
you never really know where you're going to end up, but I've definitely grown as a person and grown creatively. I'm a lot more of an observer after playing Theo, I would say.
Ansel, how about you?
I'm just excited to do more work. I'm really excited to keep doing what I've been so lucky to be able to do with my life.
No kidding, your career is continuing. You're playing Tony in West Side Story.
Yes.
One of the most coveted roles. I mean, just how's that feeling?
It's awesome. It is a blast. It is crazy that I'm playing in a musical. I love musicals. Musicals, that's how I got into this also. I'm enjoying every moment of it.
The Goldfinch stars Ansel Elgort and Oakes Fegley. The film opens in theaters tomorrow.